The fourth Tuesday of every month, we talk to the MCCSC superintendent. He's my great friend, Dr. Jeff Hoswald. Why the fourth Tuesday? Well, that's a board meeting night, so we'll get into all those lovely topics. We're getting closer and closer to graduate. Well, I haven't spoken to you since the big eclipse. Did you? How'd you do? Everybody okay?
Oh, the eclipse was awesome.
Wasn't that cool?
Sure, we felt the same. Fantastic. It felt like a snow day in April. So everyone stayed home except you could go outside, and it was just a real calm day and hung out with neighbors and just gathered the dogs and watched the eclipse from the house. And it was just
how did the dogs
day.
Do?
They were good. They were right by us, and we kind of live. We have woods around us, so yeah, the birds did get a little quiet, and as people reported for the 4 minutes or so, and you've heard this. It surpassed my expectations.
Me
too. It
was
pretty awe inspiring. I thought that's not going to be a big deal, but it kind of was, and I could hear. A little bit of round of applause, I guess in neighbors or people when it had totality. And it was fantastic. As a matter of fact, I hope I can see another one before the roll is called up yonder, as they say.
I'm with you in that camp, and I said as much on this program. I didn't know what to expect. It felt really, really science fiction-y, but it was really, really cool. I'm not sure I'm driving 8 hours for the next one. But if it's coming soon to a theater near you, I will not run away or move it along.
I don't know how close it will be. It's going to be a while, they say. But
2045.
Unless you want to go to, Spain or Morocco or one of those.
Sure, places. We'll do a little. We'll be eclipse travelers.
I think there's a lot of people doing that. So
it did get a round of applause downtown where I was watching it as well. So people, it was like the
so
sunset,
cool.
Like going to the beach, right?
Well, and the weather couldn't have been more perfect.
Oh, that's great.
I think we got really lucky. Other places had cloudier days. So in 2017, we had some clouds that came in right as the eclipse was starting. So it was wonderful, and it was great. It's weird to me that we kind of plan our calendars through 3 years out. And when I first arrived, I don't know that we had always done that. That's something I recommended. And so we were doing the calendars back in the fall of 2021, and we had the first leap year, and we kind of had an extra day in the calendar, and someone said, hey, there's going to be this eclipse, why don't we take it off? So we were one of the first. I'll take credit. At least, we had planned for our schools to be closed all the way. We had it approved in December of 2021, so there was definitely some forethought in that, and I think that others followed that lead, but we kind of made the decision early, and it was the right thing to do.
I giggled at it because I didn't, in my ignorance, didn't understand what it could bring or the path of total. Well, now that we're all expert scientists, now that we know all this, we're all astronomers now. But back then, I'm like, we're going to cancel school for a 4 minute event. That didn't make any sense to me, but then when we did it and everybody had a great time and the weather was perfect it's no different than a made-up President's Day holiday or something like that. So
it was fantastic.
And it was great.
2021 years, you can go down. I think they said it's going to go over Disney World.
It is.
It might be a reason for me not to get on Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. I'll just stand right there and watch.
Right. Book your room now so you can start paying it off.
I'm sure.
$54,000. Yeah, it's going to start in Northern California. It's going to go over Reno, Salt Lake, Oklahoma City, Jackson, Mississippi, Tampa, Orlando, and Miami. So that's there you go. You can get ready for 2045.
I think you broke into a little Johnny Cat. Did you break into a little Johnny Cat?
No, there's a little. I think that's Bruno Mars. I think that was
Bruno Mars.
Mississippi.
Okay.
Well,
they sound the same when you sing them, Mike.
That's why we don't do karaoke on the program. We don't want to get anybody.
Nor do I.
That's we don't want to hurt anybody's ears in any of this. So we have the total eclipse. Great. Everything goes without a hitch. The next time the buildings are going to be closed, though, we want to remind people is 2 weeks from today because the May primary, and that's something that's also built into the calendar.
That's right. We have professional development that day for our secondary. Our elementary are actually off that day. In the fall, our elementary teachers do a lot more parent-teacher conferences. They spend an equivalent of 8 or more hours doing that. So in the spring, when we have the primary day, we are closed. And, you know, some of our sites, there's polling and stuff. So it's safer and better and more efficient. And so we will be doing professional development for our secondary teachers. But, yeah, we'll have no school. And that's, you're right, that's only a couple weeks away, I think. So.
And all of those are in the calendar. So if you need to go to mccse.edu and check them out, you can find all that. We're not here to break news. We're just here to remind you. So if you're new to
this, we're not making this stuff up.
Right. If you're new to the system, if you just have kids in school for the first time as well, this is all new and exciting. You can go look. The mccse.edu website is an excellent resource. It has everything you could possibly need. So you can schedule that fall break right now. If you want to, you can see which days are in, out, and everything else. And then when we get to November, the general election will also be off, obviously, for that. We'll remind folks, early voting goes and continues 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. through Friday. And then Saturday, we will introduce 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's only one place, 302 South Walnut Street in downtown Bloomington. That is the only place you can physically vote early. And then we'll have early voting all next week. And next Saturday, graduation Saturday for IU, the 4th day of May. Monday the 6th will be a half day, and then Tuesday, May 7th, as we were just discussing, you must vote in the primary. Well, you have to be registered. If you're not there, just turn your ears off. And on the 7th, you must vote in your precinct. There is no way around that. So if you're new to this part of the world as well, voting is a little bit different than other states, but we just don't want you running around being silly. Did you know today is National School Bus Driver Appreciation Day? Were you aware of all of this?
It is. I've been made aware of it. We definitely appreciate our drivers. They work hard. They drive 3-4 loops every morning and every afternoon, getting our students to school safe. And I have a little post-it note here to remind everyone. So we are grateful and appreciative of all of our school bus drivers, as well as our school bus assistants and everyone that works in the transportation department.
Do you have enough of those folks, or could you always use more?
We can always use more, but we are fully staffed. We have been fully staffed. I really think since the referendum, when we raised our hourly wages, we did some other things, some efficiency pieces, and we don't have enough drivers, of course, to go back and have two tiers instead of four. But we do have enough drivers, and we even have some alternates or subs. So we are definitely, and I know it's still, there are transportation shortages around Indiana and nationally, so that's something that our referendum has helped us address, as well as some efficiencies, and again, we're grateful for our transportation staff, and we're grateful that we have enough of them.
Now, I'm going to knock on some formica here. I'm not sure if I have any wood, but we've got something close enough. I almost forgot we went from 4 down to 2. I haven't heard much grumbling about it. How has that gone?
It seems to be going well. I mean, I know that
no one ever comes out and says, hey, that was a great idea.
It is a later start time. I get it that people would like school start at one time or two. But the reality is we removed approximately 25 to 30, maybe 35 buses off the road. It saves us a lot of money. We have enough drivers now so that we do have – you know, routes that are not going unstaffed, or the staff comes an hour, the buses come an hour late. So I understand that it's not ideal. I mean, in an ideal world, everyone gets a limo or a taxi. It picks them up and it takes them to school.
Uber XL.
Nobody has to do ride share, right? I mean, nobody has to share a ride with other people. But we are a ride share service, and lots of people share the same big yellow bus to school. And it requires some patience and it takes some time. But it's a way to do the right thing, but to do it in a way that's efficiency, that really reduces the cost to taxpayers.
Now, you know my expertise on this program. It is asking the stupid question, but I figure you're the guy to ask because you'll have the great answer. What do you do with all the extra buses you're not using?
Oh, well, so we've actually been able to...
You trade up? You trade them in?
Well, we've purchased fewer buses the last few years.
Okay.
Which has been a savings, and slowly reduced our fleet. We still have extras. We always keep extras on the fleet, and probably more than we normally would have. But we don't want we don't want deferred where you buy no buses for a few years. So we've reduced the number of buses that we've purchased.
Are you required to purchase buses annually?
Yeah, you are not required to, no. But you do, you are required to have what's called a school bus purchasing plan in Indiana, and it shows how you plan to purchase and replace all your buses. It's about a 15-year plan. You try to replace your buses about every 15 years. But, yeah, if sometimes if a district's having financial hardship, they may purchase no buses. Or, you know, in our case, instead of purchasing 12 buses, you know, if we could purchase 8 or something like that. So. That's kind of the process. And then long term, if you think if we were maintaining 150 buses and we're going to maintain 110 or, you know, pick some easy numbers and you divide that, let's say have 45 less buses. It's a 15-year schedule. Eventually you're buying 3 less buses a year. And, you know,
that adds up.
Standard bus is $250,000. Yeah.
Does that come with the hot tub and a sunroof, or that's just what the big old yellow missile needs?
Those would have to be modified. I think that's what happens to the old ones after we sell them.
That is
they haul the canoers, for their kayak trips.
That's it. That or a bunch of dead fans for concert season. That's something.
Blue River. Yep.
Jeff Oswald, the doctor, is our guest today. Healthapalooza is coming up. Well, heck, that's on Thursday. Who is getting us healthy? Where do we need to go? And, we've got some great event sponsors and community partners that will help put this all together.
Yeah, Healthapalooza is just a real fun event every year, and we appreciate all of the community sponsors that are involved in that really contribute to make that a success. And it's a great event. So
yeah, I got to figure
the event. You did ask me another question. The event is at Bloomington South.
Thank you.
And there's a dinner at 6:00. Dinner is provided from 6 to 7. It's open to all families.
Great. Take advantage of these great things,
right,
folks.
It's High School South. That's right.
There you go. And we always sometimes look back to look forward, and we stay busy, and there's plenty of things going on that we need to get to this week. But one of the great stories, one of the stories, more than one story. But Dance Marathon is a big deal with our local high schools. Obviously, they've latched on to Indiana University and all the money they raise. And last Saturday, our friends at Bloomington North, they had their big 5 hours of fundraising in the auxiliary gym. How did everything go out there, and how proud are you of these kids to continue that great tradition to raise money locally?
It's a great event that our community does. As you said, sort of copies the IU, and I can remember doing the IU as an undergrad, I'm sure that I'm grateful that the one at North and South, they don't last as long. But those events, our students together, have raised hundreds of thousands of dollars. I haven't heard the final total for how much they've raised this year. I'll try to get that and report back. But it's just a great way to give back to the community. It's for a good cause. And our students really enjoy it. So, and they really get into it. So.
Dr. Jeff Oswald, the superintendent of the MCCSC, is our guest. And I saw this headline, and I know you did as well, and I just want your thoughts on it from the highest of higher education. Lafayette School is the headline, to be the first in Indiana to move to a 4-day week.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that, and
I thought to myself, self said what? We're missing a day there where parents perhaps have to go to work, and what are kids going to do? What have you read up on any of this? What is your feeling? What is this something you're interested in? Is this something that is just it's a longer school day to make up? We're not losing time. That's the one, I think, misconception of all this, but it's just a different way of doing business.
Well, I mean, my understanding is you're doing the equivalence in minutes over 4 days instead of 5. I know that other states have tried that. Some states try it during tight budgetary times. I know that, you know, in the summer, people, some communities or groups work 4-10s instead of 5-12s, and our students don't go, or 5-8s, excuse me, and our students don't go that length of time every day. So it'll be definitely interesting to watch. I was unaware that trial was about to be approved up there at a Lafayette school. Actually, a friend of mine, Miss Preston, is the principal there, and I went to school with her at IU and played basketball with her husband down in Corydon. So great family, and it'll be interesting to see. And I would definitely have more questions than before I would formulate an opinion on that. I mean,
okay.
I think that, 4 days a week, a lot of places do it for efficiency. So I guess if there is a need for efficiency and if that efficiency is going to translate in, maybe preventing a reduction in staff or shoring up a budget and things like that. But I also would think, I don't know about meals served. Do they take an extra meal home?
Great question.
Cafeteria workers, instead of going 180 days, if you divide that by 5, and would about 36, so is that 36 less days that, if you don't run the buses, do the bus drivers get paid 4/5 of their salary, or the cooks? And where do those efficiencies go? And then in terms of performance, I don't know, are people more, do they learn as much or more or less in a 4-day than a 5? I just know that, even when we were having conversations about the school schedules, and there was some research out there saying there's a limit to how long students can be engaged without needing a break. What's the right length of a course? And I think there'd be some questions about what's the right length of a school day. Is 5 days more effective than 4 longer days? I don't know. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. And I definitely hope that there aren't the budget realities statewide or elsewhere that require that. But if it's effective, I think it's something that would be interesting to look into.
Well, the other part of that is you have to cross all the T's and dot all the I's to meet the state requirements. And the state requirement is not days per se of the week. It is total academic time spent that translates into days. How does that work?
It's actually days, and there's a minimum number of minutes. And here at MCCSE, we go over the minimum number of minutes. Most elementary schools do go over the minimum. A lot of schools go over significantly because if in a rural district, if the elementary and high school students ride the same bus, they're going to go the same length. So,
yeah.
And elementary minutes are less than the statutorily required high school minutes. So, I think that it probably isn't as much as meeting the minutes as it is meeting the days. However, there in some of this flexibility, as I understand, the Lafayette Elementary School received, it was more of a focus on the minutes and the days, kind of the old seat time. So, I don't know. Skeptical. However,
that's fine. Like you said, you don't have all the information either. I'm not pinning you to a decision here.
And well, latchkey situations.
Sure. Yeah.
So, what did the students? And I think I read where there's and I haven't reached out to my friends, but I know that there are situations where they can. I believe there's some programs offered in the off day. So it'll be fun to see how it plays out. I do like it when places are innovative and they try new things. Sometimes Bloomington likes to try new things, and a lot of times we don't.
What about year-round school? Where do you stand on that? We haven't talked about that ever with you, or it has not been brought up by anybody around here. I'm just curious from your educational background. When we get older and real life hits, when we get through the educational process, we just don't have months at a time off anymore. So, I would love to have summer off, but, that's just...
Yeah, would you?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, my God.
Some people think I don't work anyhow, but it's, I'm awfully tired doing nothing.
There you go. No, I think that we know the effects of learning loss, but we also know that, and how do we supplement and support students, particularly students of poverty or students from disinvested family communities, we sometimes say. But anyway... I think the question is, how do we provide the supports to avoid learning loss? And, I think a lot of schools have, moved a little bit that direction with, maybe an extra week at spring break or a full week at fall break or 2 weeks at fall break. And they've kind of reduced summer. I see that pendulum going back the other direction. And, there's advocacy groups out there saying, save our summers and things like that. So I think that the whole reality is that learning loss is a real thing, and it disproportionately affects marginalized populations, particularly students of poverty. So the real question is what supports are available for them and what does that look like? But I also get that, you know, there are high school students that work in the summer. There are economies based on that. And so I think that, most school districts have landed in a pretty similar space. I know here at IU, we have so many people that are employed at IU. We're the donut, right? And a lot of our family members that have children in our schools also work for IU. And so I think that then it makes good sense to try to line the calendar up. So we have I think we take 2 days at fall break. IU takes one, but we take all of Thanksgiving break because IU does.
And, right.
You know, we want to be accommodating when families are off or parents are off, to try to replicate that. I know we start school a couple weeks before IU and we end a couple weeks after just because we, of course, go more days than them. But, I think that you see our calendar more reflective of of being in a university town.
Like I've said before, one size doesn't fit all. Don't tell the state legislator that. They have no idea. No. They can't do anything.
I'm against the state mandated calendar or anything crazy like that. Yeah, I mean, if you look at when I was in Kokomo, for example, we had much higher poverty, and a lot of our students did not go anywhere for spring break. And so they would have their spring break the first full week of April. And the point being, it was a lot more likely that it was going to be nice weather than the second week of March, right? So it made sense that later spring break was more accommodating to the realities of that community. And, there's other nuanced things. So, if you live in the Louisville metropolitan area, you probably have the Oaks Day off, the Friday before Derby, so it's coming up on May 3rd.
That's right.
There's community events. And I think that we don't want to really try to create a statewide that doesn't reflect. And sometimes it's there's economic issues. There's an event in town, but transportation is going to be slower. And so I really am a big supporter of autonomy and things like that. And I hope that local communities can continue to adopt the calendars that are best for them.
Amen.
But also remaining true to understanding learning theory and trying to minimize learning loss.
Yeah, we're not here to make sure everybody gets their vacations done. That's not how that works either. But, that's another discussion for another day. A couple things, and I'll get you out of here. I know you got a meeting to get to tonight. You'll tell me about the agenda here momentarily. But what I do want to remind people is they're coming up on, let's see, the 25th is Thursday. There is a teacher recruitment fair. That's going to happen at Bloomington North from 3:30 to 7:30. How many positions are you looking to fill? Who is this targeted to? And, this is great.
It's targeted to anyone that is interested in teaching here at MCCSC. Of course, we will be recruiting. I think we have professional development for our IU or and occasionally other universities, service teachers that are seniors. I spoke to them a couple of weeks ago, and I think we have 75 to 80 student teachers right now in our building. Some that are in the Global Gateways program have already left to do their second leg. You generally student teach for about 12 weeks, but if you're in the Global Gateway program with Dr. Stokowski over at the IU School of Education, you may teach fewer weeks here and then transition and teach in England or Ireland or Australia. Ooh. Or New Zealand and those places. It's a pretty neat program. I actually did it some time ago. I taught through the Global Gateways program with Dr. Stokowski in Glasgow, Scotland. Had a great experience. So, but anyway, nonetheless, we it's open to all everyone that has a license. I know we also have in the past few years had a lot of teachers from other communities, maybe people that are moving to the Bloomington area, or maybe they live in the Bloomington area, are working in elsewhere. So it's absolutely, it's open to anyone with a license. And we aren't seeing the number of retirements that we normally see, but we do have some great positions, and our starting salaries next year, $57,750. So I think that's with an attractive benefits package. So I know we've made those positions very attractive. And so that's a great event. And I do want to also mention that on Thursday, May 2nd, we have our annual Evening of the Stars. And that's
Ooh.
A cool opportunity where we recognize people can nominate a person, an employee for recognition. Those are our stars. But we also recognize our retirees. And it's really a great end-of-year event. And of course, those retirees create the vacancies that we'll be recruiting for at the event later on.
Meeting tonight, same bat time, same bat channel, same bat building, 6 o'clock, 553 East Miller Drive at the Colab. Is that, do I have that right?
That's exactly
no,
right.
No, don't move it, because now I've got it all committed to memory. So let's keep it there
for
a while. Can we do
that?
I
think we should.
Yeah. What's on the agenda tonight, my friend?
I can commit to the next month or two. Then after.
I was going to make a joke in there somewhere, but I'll save it. Just
I knew.
I'm your buddy. I'm your buddy. I don't want to.
Worried about me being too sensitive.
Well, I don't know, and I don't want to put you out, because you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube, I'm told.
That's exactly.
You got to be
right.
careful.
Nor do I want to go back in the tube.
What is on your agenda tonight that we'll be discussing? The April 2024 MCCSC Board of Trustees meeting.
So the next thing for maybe the fifth or sixth meeting, along with lots of special meetings, the board is considering a resolution to merge Childs and Templeton Elementary Schools. That resolution's on the website, and I know they have put in countless hours listening to the community. The resolution does call for merging Childs and Templeton effective the 25-26 school year, and for the new superintendent to be required to adopt a very specific plan during the fall semester of 2024 to implement beginning August 2025. So we'll see. The board will have one last deliberation on that and vote and make a decision tonight.
That's coming up this evening. You can watch that online. The link is available at mccsc.edu. Excellent. Well, next time I talk to you, it'll be in the month of May, and the board meeting will be a different date because of the end of school and everything else, right? Or do I have that all goofy?
No, you're exactly right. Because of Memorial Day, and we also, of course, try to have that last one prior to the end of school.
So, what is the last day of school? The 21st?
No, the last day of school is, what day did you say? The 21st. It's a Tuesday this year.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, of course it's a Tuesday. Because
and our board meeting is also the 21st. So.
Fix that, somebody. That doesn't make any sense. The board meeting should be the 14th.
Sounds like a fun day in May.
It does. It'll be great. All right. Well, we'll talk to you when that rolls along, and perhaps we'll run into you on the wild streets of Bloomington at one point.
I'll sing a Here Comes Summer or one of those.
Yeah, let's do it. School's out for summer.
Summer.
Do you see that's an old traditional favorite as well. The young lady for Indiana softball, who is the Big Ten co-freshman of the week, her name is Alex Cooper, not to be confused with School's Out for Summer, Alice Cooper. That should be her walk-up music, shouldn't it? School's Out for Summer.
You said it, not me. So.
Well, they get out earlier, those college kids.
School's Out for Summer, or they can sing the much more innocent summertime, shut those books and throw them away and say goodbye to those school days.
So, there you go. Again, no karaoke, please. No karaoke.
No.
See what the sign says there? It says no karaoke. Not under.
Yeah,
not under.
I hope so.
Love your time as always.
I think it also says no applause.
Right. Are those Rotten Tomatoes? Hey, who wants salsa? Not me.
Not me.
Always good to hear from you.
Hey, you too, Mike. Appreciate all you do, and I look forward to talking to you in 3 weeks.
Sounds good, buddy. The door is always open. Take care, pal.
Take care.